majority of us in the last 10 years started working in grocery stores without even realizing it.
And this gets you hot.
Once they started making us bag our own groceries, I don't know what it is. I'm just still bothered by the fact that this is a thing. And the other thing that seems to be happening now is every time I walk into CVS, especially the one on Park Ave.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty much aware of the stats at that store when it comes to theft, are we not? Well, now CVS wants us to all download a new app, and when we need something that's located within these locked shelves, we'll have to download the app, we'll have to sync our Wi-Fi to the CVS's Wi-Fi, we have to keep our Bluetooth on, we have to make sure we have a smartphone, and then we can access these locked shelves without having to call an employee. It seems like a lot of admin. How many of you are down for this?
It seems like a lot of admin for the fact that people steal. Just stop people from stealing, and you won't have to do something like this.
What are people getting paid to do anymore? We have to now bag our own groceries. We have to be responsible for downloading an app to unlock certain items at CVS. You know what I mean? And not to mention, we got to bring a suitcase with us that's large enough to fit their oversized receipts into.
Right.
We need to be put on payroll. I mean, how hard is it to just ring the bell and wait for Susie Q to come bring her keys and open up the case so you can purchase some clear gel deodorant?
Well, you'll be waiting there for a while because they have no sense of hustle. No sense at all. Also, I just don't understand why
they have no sense of hustle.
They don't. Literally, you ring the doorbell 100 times. I'm like, why is there a doorbell on an acrylic case? And they just don't come over. I'm like, can somebody help me? I just want a 5-cent toothbrush. They're like, can't. It's like, okay. They're like, Betsy has those keys. I'm like, okay.
Where's Betsy? She's on a flight right now to Florida.
So my 5-minute Walmart trip just turned into a 3-hour ordeal. It's too much.
Basically, if you want to open these locked shelves at CVS, not only do you have to have the app on your phone, but like I said, you have to be on the store's Wi-Fi and you have to have Bluetooth turned on so it knows which shelf you're trying to access. And this already sounds like a lot of admin, especially if you're an 82-year-old.
Just going to grab their prescriptions to stay alive.
Well, their prescriptions are at the pharmacy, but
no, I know. But while they're there, they're probably picking up a couple of things. They can't stop 100 places.
Yeah, Grammy Seal wants, she's got to get those magnums. She's getting busy in the streets,
right.
And though those are locked up.
Oh yeah, they stay locked up.
But let's read through the lines for one second here, you guys. This is my own personal opinion because you know me, I love conspiracy theories. But this is, in my opinion, just CVS. This is a sneaky way of allowing you to use their app so they know exactly what products you are purchasing so they can go and raise the price on those products.
But it's a good point. I mean, I never really thought about it like that. I just think it's because they're lazy. And is this a nationwide thing or just at the one that's getting robbed every day?
Well, they're going to start implementing this at certain stores within the country. Rochester might be one of those stores. Also, these lock cases, the issue is a problem that they created. Even if they're saying it's necessary to curb shoplifting, don't preach to us about shoplifting, because if there's one thing CVS loves doing, it's allowing people to get away with it. Our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do.
Can I flip out for a second?
Because sure.
I'm just so over this. I'm so annoyed. I'm so beyond past my breaking point with why do we, the 75% of good Samaritans that are law-obeying citizens, have to bend to the 25% of idiots who think it's okay to steal a car, rob someone at gunpoint, rob CVS, rob that. I'm being punished for that?
I don't know if it's 25%. That seems like a large number. But the thing is
I
understand what you're saying.
I thought that was generous.
Why can't they pay a security guard $20 an hour to watch the store? It's less money than the amount of money they're losing in product each day when they allow people to just come in there and take it.
Because
you remember the other summer after the Red Wings game? I was at the CVS at Park Ave and it got robbed while I was in there.
Yeah.
And I told the guy at the counter, I said, What are you going to do about it? He's like, ah, oh, dude, this happens every day. There's nothing we can do about it.
Honestly, this is a hot take, but
well,
like,
well, do I have to pay for it?
Right, literally. He's like, can you just like cover the rest of that? This is a hot take, but like, if you have a security guard at your store, I probably won't go to it. I probably won't. Like, I mean,
I disagree.
God rest its soul, rest in peace to the Walgreens on Monroe Ave. But like, I was really nervous every time I went in there when it was around because there was a security guard and they did have to walk me to and from my car all of the time. And it was just like, what are we doing here? What are we literally doing here? I was getting solicited and badgered for money. And I'm like, I just want to pick up my photos. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that, Bruce. I get that. Let me go over to Mia that's texting in and she says, I love this idea because every time I go to CVS and need something from the lock cabinet, I feel like I have to wait forever because there aren't any employees in the store. Nobody behind the counter. There's nobody in the aisles. I can see why it becomes a target of theft sometimes. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
So I worked as a security guard downtown for about a year. I was making $18 an hour. And for the amount of violence that we had to deal with, it just wasn't worth what they were paying us because right. We didn't get medical insurance.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, because you're like a private contractor or whatever.
Well, were you like 1099?
No. So I was an employee of the company. It was like a nightclub downtown.
Oh, I see.
But for $18 an hour, I got punched. I watched someone get shot. So it becomes not worth it.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah,
we're good on
that's why I quit.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you at all.
Do you think that being a security guard at a CVS might be a safer option than a nightclub?
No.
I mean, I don't know. With the state of the world right now, you really
don't know
what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I know. I get that. I understand that. But wouldn't you agree, though, that they can CVS, with the money that they're making, can maybe toss somebody $20 an hour to stand at the door?
I mean, I wouldn't do it for $20 an hour, considering the fact that people are getting so violent.
What would be a good price for to tempt you to do that job?
Probably 30 and up, honestly.
Isn't that what like electricians get paid?
No, I think they get paid more, but I think the other part of that is stop trying to hire people as part-time employees and not pay them health insurance.
Of course. Yeah, I think that's a problem a lot of people are facing today.
It's really hard to find good help these days.
Tyler, thanks for the insight, man.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. And you know, in this, by the way...
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'll pass. Hard pass. I'm good.
This also begs the question, though, Breezy. Would there be any issues if you opened a lock cabinet, it didn't close properly...
And now you're on the hook?
And then all of a sudden... something gets taken from the store, are they going to see that you accessed it and come to you about that missing item? I don't know.
Listen, I think there's so many other measures that could be taken before we create an app, buy locks, buy acrylic casing, what are we doing here?
By the way, earlier this month, the CEO of Walgreens said that locking up everything has backfired because shoppers buy way less. So there's that. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. 98 PXY.